Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Perhaps the most evil display of deception and murder we are subjected to today are found in the new phenomenon of mass school shootings. Prior to 1999, they were practically non-existent, but today they have almost become predictable. And if you are able to examine the evidence objectively without getting emotional, a pattern can be recognized. Former Naval Intelligence Officer turned whistleblower Milton William Cooper wrote in his book Behold a Pale Horse, published in 1991, that the CIA was using drugs and hypnosis on mental patients in order to persuade them to open fire on schoolyards to inflame the anti-gun lobby and do away with the Second Amendment. This probably sounds outlandishly evil, and it is, but the evidence is there. In the Columbine shootings of 1999, we are told that Eric Harris and Dylan Klybolt acted alone. The town of Columbine, Colorado, was created in 1958 for families and employees of the military-industrial complex. Eric and Dylan were arrested a year prior to the shooting and were allegedly sodomized by the arresting officer, which may sound crazy, but a local officer admitted to raping informants, which is a known method of trauma-based mind control. After this January incident, Eric and Dylan were put into a juvenile diversion program and prescribed SSRI drugs known to cause homicidal ideation. During this time, Eric Harris was making online death threats and bomb threats. Local police were aware of this and drafted a search warrant affidavit, but it was ignored. Eric and Dylan threatened revenge for the January incident in their yearbook. They produced a school video about their plans and began openly collecting weapons. All of this while on probation, and nothing was done about it. During the shootings, the police stood outside the building and did nothing, while the sounds of automatic gunfire and explosions continued for hours. In official transcripts, there are over 100 witnesses who saw more than two shooters and more than 40 witnesses who identified the same two men in their 30s, one balding and the other with a short military-style haircut. Several witnesses described the same adult male throwing a pipe bomb on the roof of the library, all of them certain that it wasn't Dylan or Eric. And all of this information pertaining to additional shooters has been redacted. The FBI agent in charge of the Columbine investigation had a son who recently attended the school, who shot a student film inside Columbine High 2 years before the shooting about a character wearing a trench coat shooting up the school. Dylan and Eric fantasized about hijacking an airplane and crashing it into a New York City skyscraper in 1999. Are these just strange coincidences or remnants of the Fed's MKUltra program? An honest investigation into any of the mass school shootings following Columbine will have the same signatures, such as families involved in the military-industrial complex, prescribed SSRIs and other psychotropic drugs, psychological care provided by the state, and associations with law enforcement prior to the shootings. Just like we saw with the retired federal agent in regular communication with the Buffalo gunman in a private Discord chat room. And in the recent Texas school shooting, how is the perpetrator able to afford nearly $5,000 of weaponry? And why did the police stand down while children were slaughtered? We are still allowed to question these things, but for how long? This evil will never stop until the truth is exposed. And unfortunately, most of us are too emotional to see things as they really are. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The report is on Band.video. Get it out. This is incredibly powerful. It's on Band.video now. Get it. Use it.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon and the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms. Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your Founding Member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is going to be one hell of a broadcast, so strap yourselves in. All right. The Biden administration has openly come out and confirmed what Biden said a few days ago. They want to start banning calibers and ammunition, and they intend to use executive orders that are unconstitutional to do it. Unbelievable. While they send $60-plus billion in the last few months to Ukraine to just hand out AK-47s and M-16s and anti-aircraft and anti-tank weapons to anybody that will take them. What a moment to be alive. We also have the Sussman not guilty verdict with another rigged D.C. jury, not just of Democrat voters, but of political operatives that work for Obama and the Clintons. Roger Stone joins us at the bottom of the hour to respond to another massive miscarriage of justice. We're going to be looking at the latest on the COVID tyranny and admissions. They have new plans for lockdowns in the fall ahead of the election, right on time as predicted. We have major school districts around the world announcing brain chips for children. Can't make this up. Moving faster than I even thought it would. The Democrats all over the country are running TV ads where they say Republicans want to lynch black people. No, Democrats want to kill black babies in the womb. We've got video of that. We have got so much for you here today. We have a bunch of global government news and the plan for the post-industrial society. We are definitely inside the new world order now. The first thing I want to tackle today is the attack on the Second and First Amendment and how those directly tie together in the globalist strategy to successfully take over. Here is video of the White House press secretary saying executive action on gun control is coming.
We're experiencing. This is an epidemic, the gun violence that we're seeing across the country, and we have to do something, and we have to continue to make efforts to act, to protect our kids, to protect people going to the grocery store. The president has made this one of his priorities from the first day that he walked into this administration, and now he's calling on Congress to act. that. And so he is hopeful. He wants to make sure there's action. We have our White House team that is in constant communication with Congress on an array of issues, including this one, because again, this is a priority, and he wants to continue to make sure that he continues to voice his concern and what needs to be done next. Look, the president has done everything that he can from the federal government. We are looking at other executive actions that we can possibly do. This president has done more executive actions at this point than any other president, but it's not up to him alone.
Now, let's hear from the spokesperson for victim disarmament and destruction of the Second Amendment. This is Beto O'Rourke last night saying he wants gun confiscation, and then a compilation that Sean Hannity put together of Beto saying, nobody wants your guns. Yeah, we're going to take your guns. And then later saying, oh, no, I don't want your guns, as he gets ready to run for governor. And then now, yes, I want your guns, thinking you have no memory. Here it is.
I just took the position that may not be politically popular, maybe too honest, that not only should no one be able to purchase an AR-15 or an AK-47 because they're designed to kill humans, and that high-impact, high-velocity round will just tear up everything inside. You'll bleed out before we can get you back to life. But I don't think that the people who have them right now in civilian use should be able to keep them.
Americans who own AR-15s, AK-47s, will have to sell them to the government.
I fully expect our fellow Americans to turn in their AR-15s and their AK-47s.
Are you, in fact, in favor of gun confiscation?
Yes.
Hell yes. We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
I'm not interested in taking anything from anyone. What I want to make sure that we do is defend the Second Amendment.
So he says, I don't want your guns 4 years ago. And then 2 years ago, he says, hell yes, I want your guns. And then he says a few months ago, don't worry, Texans, I don't want your guns. It's made up. Then he says this week and last week, of course, we're going to take your guns. Flipping and flopping on and on. And meanwhile, they're coming after our First Amendment. Now, worse than ever. All of this goes together. And here's a great example of the attack on the First Amendment. Big tech cannot get away with their new world order takeover. The globalists cannot get away with it if we have speech. They know that. They admit that. They can't let the people communicate and have our will. We're not supposed to question open borders or fraudulent elections or new lockdowns or gun confiscation or any of this, or a lot of politicians have guns and bodyguards, but we can't. And then about 2 months ago, Mike Tyson calls me one day and says, hey, this is Mike Tyson on my phone. And I'm sitting here working in the evening and I go, is this really Mike Tyson? Yeah, call me. So I call and it's Mike Tyson. I said, let me FaceTime you. Sure. I call, it's Mike Tyson, video. He says, hey, I really like what you're doing. I'd like you to be on the podcast. And I said, well, that's great. I'm already coming to Los Angeles next week to meet with some folks. Some of the top people, and that's not name dropping. It's to let you know that top people are really concerned about what's going on, household names. Not in Hollywood, but in big tech. And I said, I'm available on Tuesday next week. He said, great. That's perfect. Come by. So I get there, and they're finishing up a huge interview. And then he does an interview with me, and then I do an interview with him. And at the end of the interview, he looks out at the crew. There's like 20 of them in there. And he says, some of you told me not to have him on. He's evil. I think he's great. This is on the podcast. He said, this has been amazing. Best podcast ever. We believe it'll be our biggest ever. Then last week, I get another FaceTime call. And it's Mike Tyson up on a hilltop over Hollywood with he and his family. And I'm talking to him for like 10 minutes. And he's saying, yeah, you know, we need to get together sometime, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hey, when's the interview going to air? And he goes, you know, we're working on that. And then his assistant takes over and says, yeah, they're really trying to stop it airing, but we're going to make them air it. Next morning, I get a call from Mike Tyson's head assistant, Troy, great guy. And he says, yeah, there was just too much pressure, and they're not airing it. We're still trying to make them air it, but we have a contract where the production company can decide what airs and what doesn't. And then I made some other calls, I'll leave it at that, and confirmed that YouTube, because we said months ago, yeah, we were just interviewed by Mike Tyson, when that was discovered, phone calls were made to pressure the producers of Mike Tyson's Hot Boxing Show, one of the top, from the top 10 podcasts out there, average show has 5 million viewers, just on YouTube, to not air it. So this is a major controversy that Mike Tyson can't even air a two-hour interview he shoots with Alex Jones because it's censored because of YouTube pressure. You know, I've never let out all the inside baseball on why Joe Rogan went to Spotify. But I knew 6 months before, when he'd done the deal, that he was going to Spotify. He was coming to Austin looking at houses. We were hanging out, talking about it. And that's why they lost him, was behind-the-scenes pressure about who he should have on and who he shouldn't. So maybe Mike Tyson needs to move to Spotify. But that exclusive interview, because we interviewed him and he let us shoot the interview that's been censored, that just went live at band.video and Infowars.com, and it's pretty powerful. So you can see the censored video. One way or another, we're winning at band.video right now.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Listeners, how important you are as the real brain trust worldwide that's aware of what's happening. We have some really good news. I've been harping on this, and I've been really hammering this, and I'll cover it in the next segment, that if we don't get leaders to come out and point out that the main enemy is the globalist corporate takeovers of the Great Reset, then we have no chance. But if we identify they're the ones doing it all, it's game over. The virus releases all of it. They're on record doing it. But their arrogance is their front, because it's all a confidence act. And so I just want to commend listeners that have kept us on air over the years. I want you to understand, this is an attack on you and your family. This is an attack on everything you are. This is a total, complete deindustrialization takeover. And that's why when you share the articles and videos, that's why when you pray for the broadcast, it changes the world. And we are so close to beating these people. And now the minds of the public worldwide, not just here in the U.S., are so ready for the truth. So thank you for keeping us on air. Two big things. We're running the biggest sale of the year. And it's a catch-22. I sell stuff at a massive discount. We barely make profit. But if I don't sell at a discount, people are habituated to that. People don't buy the product. So we've got to sell this product. Plus, it's game-changing. What Alpha Power does for a man or a woman's stamina and libido and energy is incredible. All these natural compounds known to boost testosterone and more. Alpha Power, massively discounted, InfoWarsStore.com with double Patriot points. BrainForce Ultra, an incredible, clean, great brain pill that gives you a boost without a hangover. It's massively discounted. Up to 60% off double Patriot points. Memorial Day week special. Ultimate fish oil, highest grade fish oil. We pay five times what the cheapest grade is, so you get nothing but the pure good stuff for your heart and your cardiovascular system. Krill oil, even better than fish oil, statistically. Ultimate krill oil, highest grade, bright red, folks. That's what the real krill oil looks like. Totally clean, not foggy. Immune support, incredibly concentrated herbs known to boost your immune system next level, 60% off. Whole food multivitamin, 40% off. Hair and beard support, 60% off. All Dr. Jones Naturals, 40% off. Memorial Day special, thank you all for your support. It is so critical. And then separately, it's the third and final coin in the founding member set. Only three coins have been minted. This is the third and final. Only 10,000 coins per run, ladies and gentlemen. Again, only 10,000 coins per run, and everybody that gets the coin and gives us your email when you buy it at 1776coin.com will get promo codes, we'll get documentary films we're making for free sent to you digitally, and so many other special deals. So it's like buying a coupon book to help keep us on the air into the future. That's why there's the markup on it. It's a piece of art, a piece of history. It'll be gone within days. It's available exclusively at 1776coin.com. That takes you to patriotcollectibles.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Get the coin while you still can. We sold out a half of them in 3 days, and now we sold out another 20% of them in the next 4 days, and they'll be gone again very, very soon. 1776coin.com. want to thank you for keeping us on air, but I don't know how anybody wouldn't want to have this serious memento of American history in their home or to be carrying it in your pocket and just know that you are the resistance. You are changing the world like nothing else, financing an organization like this that's had so much success. All glory goes to God. So thank you all. You know who you are that have been supporting. Roger Stone's going to join us next segment, and then I'll get to the globalists next hour, actually, and how people are finally identifying them as a corporate global crime syndicate, infiltrating governments by putting their operatives in. We now have Tom Cotton. We now have Rand Paul. We now have Ted Cruz. We now have Tulsi Gabbard. All in the last week, I've got the clips right here, coming out against what's happening. And there's a cartoon that we'll show you next hour that's on InfoWars.com that shows the progression of American history from horse-drawn wagons through automobiles to now back to horse-drawn wagons. And they make a joke out of it saying it's Biden, but it's the globalists doing it. So that's coming up next hour as well. But they are coming for our freedoms, and they want the mask in the leftist parties worldwide, the Great Reset cult, to be the symbol of their tyranny. And we'll get more into this later next hour after Roger Stone leaves us. But just in, DOJ, under Biden's control, asked federal appeals court to reverse order lifting airplane mask mandates. They could be back on as soon as next week. Isn't that interesting? Even though they recently admitted themselves in congressional testimony that it's all about theater, and Fauci admits it does nothing, it is a symbol of fear and a symbol of control and a symbol, just like under Islam, putting masks over women's faces, that you are under their control. And what did psychologist Stanley Milgram find in his 1960 study? That 80% of people do not have the psychological and moral resources to defy a authority's order, no matter how illegitimate the order is. Only 20% have critical capacity. And the Stanford research study, not just the Yale and Harvard studies, show the same thing. And this is what they're betting on. That the 20% of us that see what's happening, from every race, color, and creed, can be silenced and bullied into submission, and it's not going to happen. It can't happen. The alternative is absolute slavery, depopulation, and death. And so that's why when the audience calls in thanking me, I want to thank you, because I want you to really get it through your minds. So I know you're humble like I am. That the fact that you've been listening to this show for weeks or months or years, the fact that you've been striving to tell the truth, the fact that you were led by your own intellect and God's spirit to seek out the truth and to find out what's happening, means out of the 7.5 million people, the tens of millions that tune into this broadcast are very special. It's not because we have pink skin or brown skin or ebony skin. It's not because we're gay or straight. It's not because we're old or young. It's not because we're from Mexico or Germany or Russia or Japan or Nigeria or Chile or Canada. It's because, for whatever reason, our family background, our research, our life experiences, we know what's going on. We know what's happening. And that's the other big topic. Put the headline back up. Thanks for reminding me. We talked about it yesterday, but now it's degraded quickly. First, the globalists wanted to give long-range missiles to Ukraine. Russia threatened nuclear war. Biden said no. Biden reversed himself today and said they're going to give long-range missiles that can attack Russia and guided by U.S. satellites to the Ukrainians. Unbelievable escalation. End of the world red alert. Russia threatens nuclear war after U.S. transfers long-range missiles to Ukraine. While puppet Biden announces plans to overturn the Second Amendment with executive orders, watch live. What a broadcast we've got lined up for you today. And Edward Dowd, the big stock trader, insider, who's so articulate, predicted so much of what's happening, has new, incredibly vital and critical bombshell information in the third hour. But first, responding to another giant miscarriage of justice in the Sussman trial with a kangaroo jury, Roger Stone on the other side. Please stay with us.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series.
This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon in the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of "Come and Take It," and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription "Free Men Bear Arms." Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We're about to talk to Roger Stone and get his exclusive response to the Sussman D.C. swamp verdict, where they had all the total evidence of him lying to the FBI, something Stone was falsely convicted of lying to Congress on the whole Russiagate when the whole thing was based on Sussman and Hillary. We've got big developments on that coming up in a moment. But first, Mike Tyson called me 2 months ago. Said, come out to L.A., do an interview. It was a huge, great podcast, probably their biggest ever. It's like the Joe Rogan's biggest one with myself and then Elon Musk. They put pressure. He doesn't control his show. They killed the interview. But we got an interview with him, and we shot a lot of the censored interview. That just went live at Band.Video that they don't want you to see right now at Band.Video and front page of InfoWars.com. I hope you'll share the censored Mike Tyson, Alex Jones interview. We had a lot of fun. Here's a little 20-second promo.
My biggest bucket list right here.
Let's just say we hit it off. We talk all the time now. So they're not going to stop anything. He's probably going to come here to Austin soon if I wanted to. I mean, he's going to be on air with us. So the system, though, I know all the inside baseball, but YouTube put pressure, threatened them to basically ban his show. And he said, still do it. They said, we have the contract, so you don't control it, Mike Tyson. And that's what Roger Stone harps on. If we don't have a communication system, if we can't speak out in America, we don't have a hope. And he warned Trump. I warned Trump. Trump spoke out against it but didn't take action. And now he, of course, got banned everywhere as well now as Truth Social. But let's shift gears with my good friend Roger Stone. And let's talk about this. What a statement put out by Trump yesterday. Our legal system is corrupt. Trump responds after Sussman, FBI, Russia hoax, lie, acquittal. And remember, they spied on the candidate, they spied on the president-elect, they spied on the president. Roger and I first broke that with critical intel from inside sources. And then Roger, they falsely convict him in a kangaroo jury filled with Democrats and Democrat operatives yet again. Trump says our legal system is corrupt, our judges and justices are highly partisan, compromised, or just plain scared. Our borders are wide open, our elections are rigged, inflation is rampant, gas prices and food costs are through the roof, our military leadership is woke, our country is going to hell, and Michael Sussman is not guilty. How's everything else going? Enjoy your day. And then we get all the other information. Cash Patel calls on DOJ to move Russia hoax trials outside D.C. after Sussman verdict. Yeah, can't get a fair trial. Special counsel loses first trial of Trump's probe. Sussman acquitted. Michael Sussman has been acquitted yesterday. And it goes on from there. Here's the key one. Representative Matt Gaetz, DNC law firm, Perkins Coie, who's been after us, by the way, admits it has FBI workspace in its D.C. office as Michael Sussman was operating the worksite. This was an FBI inside deal. They protected their man. Meanwhile, Roger Stone has 20-plus agents and helicopters and gunboats attack his house with he and his wife and his dog. Absolutely outrageous. The FBI is beyond discredited. D.C. courts are beyond discredited. We have people that didn't even engage in violence. That article's right here. Please help Marine Corps veteran Zach Riel, who did not commit any violence, did not break down barriers, has been detained for over 14 months and never has held his baby, and no trial set. That is the Soviet Union, ladies and gentlemen. So, Roger Stone, thank you for being with us today.
Alex, I'm delighted to be with you, and this is really the first interview I've given since the not-surprising Sussman verdict. You know, the analogies between what I went through and this trial are extraordinary. The only thing that's different is the final result. Judge Cooper, who presided in the Sussman matter, an Obama appointee, his wife actually represents Susan Page, one of the two FBI agents at the center of the Russian collusion hoax. He should have been recused. He wasn't. He would not allow Durham to provide evidence at trial that the entire Russian collusion hoax was fabricated and pushed by Hillary Clinton. It came out anyway in the testimony of Robbie Mook. Then there's the jury forewoman. In my case, she was a Democrat who had actually run for Congress. She lied to get on to the jury. That has indisputably been proven. She attacked both Donald Trump and I on Facebook and Twitter in 2019 regarding the very case that she would later be selected as a juror on. She kept that on a private setting during jury selection and the trial and tried to quietly erase it afterwards. You then had, of course, the stacked jury. In other words, Judge Jackson ruled from the beginning that activism by a jury in the Democratic Party, support for Hillary Clinton, and here's the clincher, hatred for Donald Trump expressed in the jury questionnaires would not eliminate one from being a juror. The same thing was true in this case. You had Hillary Clinton donors and AOC donors on the jury. The jury forewoman actually gave a press conference after the verdict and said, lying to the FBI is no big deal, and the country has much larger issues. So this was a totally politicized and corrupted trial. There are really only two questions, Alex. Why Michael Sussman? He was the fall guy. He was the sacrificial lamb. He was the patsy. And even he didn't go down. The testimony produced by Mr. Durham's associates at trial showed that the conspiracy went all the way to Hillary Clinton. Why the hell hasn't she been charged? By the way, Mr. Sussman doesn't have to have this trial in D.C. He could move it any place he wants. So will he indict anyone else? I rather doubt it. Well, can justice be gotten in D.C. for any
Sussman, you mean Durham. Durham could have had it wherever he wanted.
Yeah, I look, there's D.C. is a corrupted swamp. We know, for example, that in the indictment of George Papadopoulos, prosecutor Aaron Zelinsky and FBI agent Curtis Heidi actually altered the evidence that they submitted at court. They reversed the exact documents, the 302s, in which Papadopoulos cooperated with the FBI in terms of trying to locate the mysterious Professor Mifsud, but in their indictment, they actually said the exact opposite. Mr. Zelinsky should be disbarred. Mr. Heidi should be disciplined. But none of that will happen because they belong to a protected class. The political elites of the Democratic Party can violate any law they wish to, and nothing will happen to them. Why Mr. Papadopoulos, who's a friend of mine, hasn't brought an action about this flaw in his indictment is a bit of a mystery to me.
We're going to come back, long segment, exclusive. Roger Stone, I'm going to give you the floor. But Trump has come out and said the Pulitzer Prize group that gave Pulitzer Prizes out to the New York Times and others for their fake reporting should reverse that. Of course, don't hold your breath. But, I mean, this was the whole basis of everything they did for years, impeachment, surveillance, saying we're illegitimate, and it's all a giant fraud.
So it's a total fraud, and it's all starting up all over again, as you may have seen over the weekend. Some wacky left-wing lawyer from Hollywood has now decided that I was involved in the cloning and dissemination of Hunter Biden's laptop. This is true, genuine Hollywood insanity. We'll pick it up on the other side because I'm getting ready to start suing people. I really don't have any choice. But guess what, Alex? I'm going to sue them in Florida, not in the District of Columbia.
Roger, tell us about your great Frank Speech show and the best websites for folks to visit.
Sure. Every day, 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, go to frankspeech.com, but go to Lindell TV, too, and you will see my daily show, The Stone Zone. Alex Jones has been on the show, General Michael Flynn, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Governor Rob Blagojevich.
Now, every day you have incredible guests, and they're all posted at band.video on the Roger Stone channel. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
That isn't BS. We don't make claims about the effect we've had thanks to all of your action. It's the truth, and you can see it, and our enemies hate our guts, and I love it. I don't love the attacks. I don't love the pressure, but I know I'm taking on evil, and I know God's proud of what we're doing. But I got to tell you, folks, the green light to the big tech and the bureaucracy and the government and the blue cities and the FBI to harass and attack and demonize us. If they can get away with destroying Sheriff Arpaio or Donald Trump or Roger Stone or Alex Jones or these 1,000-plus political prisoners of January 6th, they can get away with anything. To watch them railroad Roger Stone when he told no lies to Congress, we covered the case, and only Trump's action with a pardon stopped it. And then Sussman on record lying with an office, with the FBI running it, the top of the FBI protecting it, and then they say he's done nothing wrong. That is a get-out-of-jail-free card to all the corrupt influences and all the corrupt individuals working for the system to do whatever they want. And the message is, you'll be protected. Man, but I got to tell you at the same time, the system has discredited itself, Roger, and no one, there's a huge political realignment. No one I know, including a bunch of Democrats I know that are becoming Republicans, are buying this. So I think they bit off more than they could chew. Where do you see all this going and other key insights that only you could give, Roger Stone?
Well, Alex, from your mouth to God's ears, I do believe more and more people are waking up to what's going on around us. You made a very good point. I want to reiterate. All of my Stone Zone shows can be seen at band.video. And the number of folks seeing them there is really heartening. So if you can't catch my 5 o'clock Eastern or 4 o'clock Central show, you can catch it at band.video later. And it's been a very, very good to do
these
shows.
Yeah, some interviews are getting 500,000 views. That pisses the censors off. That's beautiful. That's victory.
Yeah, it really is. The other point I want to hit real quickly is, I'm not sure people understand this, but Donald Trump's candidates took a beating in the Georgia primaries last week. That's because Georgia state law allows Democrats to vote in the Republican primary and vice versa. Because Democrat Stacey Abrams had no viable opposition in the Democratic primary, tens of thousands of liberal Democrats switched over to vote for Governor Brian Kemp, which is the only reason that the president's endorsed candidates did not
win.
That's
right. We must not let Democrats run unopposed so they can pull that trick. So even if you're going to lose in a district, running is winning. Everybody should run against the Democrats. Republicans should do the same thing and go run as Democrats.
Well, stay in your own primary. This has a history. In 1966, Congressman Howard Beau Calloway, the first Republican congressman since Reconstruction from Georgia, later Secretary of the Army, ran for governor. The Democratic primary was between Lester Maddox, a segregationist, and former Governor Ellis Arnell. Republicans crossed into the Democratic primary and nominated Maddox, a segregationist. The election was then held with former Governor Ellis Arnell running as a liberal independent. Hal Calloway, the Republican, was first. Maddox, the segregationist Democrat, was second. Arnell, the liberal independent, was third, but none of them had 50%, and the Democratic legislature made Lester Maddox a virulent segregationist governor. So there's a long history of shenanigans in the Georgia primary, but this was a major dirty trick. Donald Trump's candidates did not.
Now let's elaborate how they did it, because I mean, I get Republicans should run against Democrats. Democrats shouldn't run unopposed. But what about Republicans doing their own trick and running against Democrats?
I think Republicans should stay in the Republican primary. Put it this way, in every state where the primary is closed to Republicans, Donald Trump's endorsed candidates have won. I'm very hopeful that President Trump will endorse Mike Crispy running against Rhino Chris Smith.
So, Roger, like I'm 5 years old on this, explain the exact strategy and what needs to be done.
Well, see, some states allow open primaries. In other words, whether you're a registered Republican or a registered Democrat, you can vote in either party primary. So the Democrats actually get organized to invade the Republican primary and cast their votes there. That's what happened in Georgia. Had the primary been closed to Republicans only, well, Governor Kemp and the Secretary of State Raffenberger would have lost. It's electoral mischief is what it is. Unfortunately, it's too late to change the state laws, but Republicans should vote in the Republican primary. Democrats should vote in the Democratic primary. The New Jersey primary coming up June 7th is a closed primary. The number one Rhino target in the country, Christopher J. Smith, 42 years in Congress, Alex, going for his 22nd term, a gun grabber, a guy who voted for the January 6th committee, a guy who voted for the Biden infrastructure boondoggle, is facing Mike Crispy, a challenger who is an America First candidate. General Flynn has endorsed Mike Crispy. Rudy Giuliani has endorsed Mike Crispy. I have endorsed Mike Crispy. We're waiting for President Trump. President Trump called on someone to challenge Chris Smith in the Republican primary. We're waiting, Mr. President.
And look, I get you're covering battleground issues as they unfold, but big picture, with 160 days out from the midterms, what is your prognosis about what's about to happen? Because you were, you've been really uncanny on how accurate you've been, Roger.
The monkeypox pandemic is right around the corner. If it's not monkeypox, it will be something else. The Democrats cannot afford a free, fair, honest, transparent election in 2022 because they will lose power. And therefore, I'm still waiting for some cataclysmic public event that will allow Joe Biden to issue an executive order that requires only mail-in balloting.
And we predicted that over a year ago, and now, right on time, the vaccine was delivered. We have Fauci with the war games. We have their think tank saying it would come in June, and here it is on time. How do we counter that?
In some states you have electoral reform it's making difficult, but we have to call them out. We can't have a second lockdown. We cannot submit. The bottom line is we cannot submit. If they tell you to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. If they tell you to be vaccinated, use your own judgment. Do not be vaccinated. This trick may have worked once. I don't think it will work twice.
I agree. So the bottom line is Roger Stone predicts they're about to use monkeypox for new lockdowns, new mail-in ballots. I totally agree. I don't think it's a prediction. It's just a fact. Just in, the Biden DOJ has asked federal appeals court to override the Trump federal judge and reinstate the mask mandate. Is not the mask the symbol of their totalitarianism like the swastika armband was under the Nazis?
The mask has no scientific or medicinal value whatsoever. It doesn't protect you from anything. It's a control device. It's like making Jews wear a yellow Star of David before the Holocaust. It is repugnant, but is largely symbolic. I've never talked to a single qualified doctor who believes they have any medical value.
That's right. Roger, we're going to break in 2 minutes, but I want to come back and do five more minutes with you. But what else is on your radar? I've got 100 questions, but what else are you concerned about right now?
Alex, I'm going to have to beg off. I've got Mayor Giuliani waiting for me downstairs. We're about to go do a campaign event. So I'm happy to come back. But the most important thing to remember here, folks, is prayer. Pray for our nation. In the 40 years I've been in American politics, I have never seen anything like the challenges to our Constitution. We have a global elite. The trial in Washington proves that they will never be held accountable. God can save this nation. He is the only one who can save this nation. You can mock us if you want because of our belief in Jesus Christ, but you do so at your own danger. I just call on every info warrior to pray for this nation. Pray for the protection of Alex Jones. Pray for the resurgence and the resilience of InfoWars. Pray for my wife and my family. We're on the front line, folks. We need your help as never before.
All right. Beautifully said, Roger. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Alex.
But what Roger said is so key. We are fighting for you because we're in the same boat. I'm not like, oh, I'm your hero. I'm fighting for you. No, I mean, I don't want to be a slave either, but I'm fighting. I mean, everybody knows it. I am fighting. I am real. I am committed. I'm not for sale. I'm at war. Hour number two, straight ahead, tons of news, so much more.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Enjoy.